following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge Family, this is Pastor David here with today's edition of Refuge Daily. I'm coming at you with a very quick encouragement. So for the past, 6, 7 weeks in high school, back in the youth, and that's where I'm at right now. I don't know if you can, let's see if we can do this. Yep, made some of you guys dizzy, including myself. I don't even remember what my name is right now. We have been going through a series on discipleship and talking about what it means to be a disciple and what's the mindset that we're supposed to have as disciples and what are we supposed to be marked by? What are the characteristics of a disciple and what are the habits that disciples have and fight for? And so what we did this Sunday as we closed out our time in our series in discipleship is we looked at a section of scripture that's found in 1 Timothy chapter 4. And Paul is writing to Timothy, and he's saying a bunch of different things. In the last days, there's going to be a lot of wonky teaching. There's going to be a lot of weird, unbiblical, untrue teaching. And people are going to try to put almost burdens on you, saying you can't do this, and you got to eat this, and you can't eat that. And so what Paul says to Timothy in verse 7, this is 1 Timothy 4, 7, and 8. He says, we'll have nothing to do with those things, have nothing to do with the irreverent, silly myths, right? Don't spend time just thinking and paying attention to all these thoughts and opinions of man. But on the other hand, right, be grounded and rooted in who God is. And he goes on and says, rather than that, train yourselves for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. This is not your life verse being, hey, I do not have to work out. That would be ridiculous, right? That's not what Paul is saying at all. But he is saying in regards to training, working out, I guess you could say, there is one that is longer lasting than just the physical exercise, and that would be the spiritual exercise, or as he says here, training for righteousness. And with this idea of, with this word training, what's really interesting, the word that's used in the original language carries with it this idea of like, it's like a sweaty word almost. It carries with the idea of sweat. There's work, there's intention, there's almost resistance. You are working at this thing. You are training. And you think of like ancient Greece or the Greek and Romans, and they put such a high emphasis on the way you look and the physical appearance and how much they would, the things they would do in order to achieve this physical appearance. And so Paul is saying, listen, in the same way that these people would spend so much time training and working towards this goal, we as believers, as disciples, as followers of Jesus, are to train ourselves in godliness. And that simply means training ourselves to be more Christ-like, to talk like him, to think like him, to walk like him, to act like him. And really, this is speaking of like spiritual habits or spiritual disciplines. There are things that we can do to train ourselves, to put ourselves in the best position possible for godly living. Things such as prayer, as reading scriptures, scripture memorization. And man, these are all things that I want to grow in deeply, right? And I hope that there's never a day where I don't want to grow any further, right? Every single one of us as disciples, we're always learners and we always want to grow. But the same thing is true, right? If there's a professional athlete, I'm thinking of Kobe Bryant right now, right? One of the GOATs, if not the GOAT in basketball. And he went to the gym, he worked out, he did conditioning training, he shot millions or hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of baskets training. Now, the end goal for him was not going to the gym. He didn't, in his mind, think, I just want to go to the gym, and if I go to the gym, I hit my goal. No, the goal was to be the best basketball player ever. Going to the gym, that discipline helped him achieve what was his goal of being the best basketball player ever. Same is true of us today. Spiritual disciplines are not the end goal, right? They are tools that position us in the best way to be as close as we can to Jesus and to live in harmony, I guess you could say, with him in the best kind of way. And so me sitting down and reading the Bible isn't necessarily the end goal. What is the end goal is when I read the Bible, right? When I read God's word, God speaks to me. I become closer to God. I hear God's voice more clearly, and I end up living more godly. That's the end goal, right? That I'd be a disciple, that you, that we, that everybody here at Refuge, that we'd be disciples that don't just sit and listen to things taught, but we hear it, and man, we live it out. And so my encouragement for you, and really a sobering reminder for myself in the best possible way, is we are to be people who train. That's intention that goes against laziness, and we are to train ourselves for godliness, for godly living. And I think that really just starts with how we discipline ourselves to do the basic spiritual disciplines or practices, again, such as reading, meditating, praying, making time for that. And so my prayer for you guys would be the same for my prayer for myself, is that we would grow in these areas, that we would be able to say with integrity that, man, we train ourselves for godly living. Love you guys. We'll see you next time.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life